God becomes our Father. And not only that, but it means we can speak to him anytime as a child would speak to their father. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to spend some time in prayer. So why don't we bow our heads and pray? Father God, thank you that we can always speak to you. We can always come before you in prayer, knowing that you hear us, that you're keen to listen to us. Father God, your word tells us that God is love, that love is what defines you, that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit loved each other and lived in loving community since before time began. And you invite us, each one of us, to share in that love, to receive and enjoy that love. Father, we thank you for the immense compassion and love that you have for every person in this room. We thank you for the love that you have for Kidlington, for our community, for every single one of our neighbours. Thank you that you care for the lonely and the vulnerable, for the disadvantaged and for the hurting. And Father, we pray that maybe especially at Christmas, that you would open our eyes to those around us who are struggling, who are lonely, who are vulnerable. Lord, we pray that you would help us to show others the love of Christ in our community. We want to bring before you our world as well. We pray especially for the Middle East, especially for Syria at the moment. Lord, we pray for long-lasting peace, for genuine peace and stability in that region. We pray for justice to prevail. And we pray, Lord, that in Syria and in the whole region, that your name would be honored above all. We thank you for this opportunity that we have this evening to celebrate Christmas, to be reminded of your love, to be reminded of how the Lord Jesus, God himself, humbled himself and became a little baby. Lord, we pray that you would give us greater understanding and a greater appreciation of all that it meant for you, God, to become flesh, to become one of us on that night. In Jesus' name, amen. Earlier this week, I gave an assembly for the teenagers in year 8 and 9 here at Gosford Hill School. I asked them to do something, and I'm going to ask you all to do the same thing. Imagine it's Christmas Day. You're sitting down for Christmas dinner with this feast in front of you. Meat, roast potatoes, veggies, gravy, Yule log or Christmas pudding or Christmas cake, drinks flowing, crackers to be pulled, presents waiting to be unwrapped. Then someone announces that there's a surprise guest. And you pause for a moment, you look up from your dinner, you look towards the door, and in walks Taylor Swift. Now, when I said that at the assembly, at Gosford, the room absolutely erupted. They went nuts. So I take that to mean that there are fewer die-hard Swifties in this group here. But just imagine. The person who has won 14 Grammy Awards, 40 American Music Awards, 30 MTV Video Music Awards, 49 Billboard Music Awards, the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year, and the IFPI Global Recording Artist of the Year multiple times, that person is at your table asking you to pass the gravy. The first billionaire in history to make her fortune primarily from music is pretending to laugh at your dad's lame jokes. The 2023 Time Person of the Year is pulling a cracker with your sister and putting on one of those flimsy paper crowns. The person who has set 118 Guinness World Records and performs for packed-out stadiums all over the world, whose concerts are so massive that they literally cause seismic activity, is offering you a mince pie as you sit down to watch the Christmas special together on Christmas Day. Imagine. Imagine. The point is that if that happened, it wouldn't be just another Christmas, would it? We can't imagine someone of that level of fame and fortune rubbing shoulders with ordinary people like us. If that happened, Christmas for us would be changed forever. In fact, every Christmas after that, you would remember the day that Taylor showed up. At Christmas, we celebrate the fact that God showed up. God showed up. And so whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, whether you were brought to this carol service against your will or not, this won't be just another Christmas for you. Because at Christmas, we remember that God showed up. Thank you, Bola, for reading those verses from the book of John in the Bible. We're going to spend the next few minutes together just unpacking John's words a bit. So John writes, right at the start of his account of Jesus' ministry, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." So John describes this mysterious person called the Word, this mysterious person who both is God and is with God. Since before time began, this person has always existed. And this person is the maker of everything, the source of everything, the origin of life and light. And as we've got that picture in our minds of this incredible person, John writes, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." So the Word, who both is God and is with God, showed up, became flesh, took on a physical human body, made his dwelling among us, John says. God came to live with us. Now, John spent 3 years as part of a group following around a man called Jesus of Nazareth. And John became absolutely convinced that Jesus is this person. That Jesus is the Word, God who became flesh, God in a physical body. So the person who existed before time began was born on the floor of a stable and laid in an animal feeding trough. The person who made the galaxies, the stars and the planet, who has measured the universe from end to end, was breastfed and had to learn to eat solid food, to crawl, to talk. The person who made every atom of every cell in the human body and knows the number of hairs on your head, who has witnessed every second of every day of your life, became a man and knew the feeling of aching muscles and breathlessness and sleeplessness. John goes on to say that though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. The world did not receive him, John says. God showed up knowing that the world would not recognize him, knowing that the world would not receive him, knowing that the world would reject him. When God took on physical human form, it wasn't like he said, "Great, job done." The Bible tells us that Jesus was born to die. God showed up to die. God showed up knowing that he would be hoisted onto a wooden cross and crucified in disgrace. God showed up for you and for me so that as our representative, he could die the death we deserve to die and be raised to new life, which will never fade. The life we long to live. The life we will live if we belong to Jesus. Now, there will be some of us here today for whom this Christmas will not be just another Christmas, but not for good reasons. There may be people in our lives who were here last Christmas, but who aren't here this Christmas. Christmas itself may be a painful time for many of us. We may have received the worst news that casts a shadow over everything now. Maybe you don't know how you're going to get through next week, let alone next year. The Bible tells us that you have a God who feels your pain. Literally. Because he became one of us. He took on a physical body not merely to show that he could, but to show that he is deeply, deeply committed to you. Deeply committed to a relationship with you. A relationship that will sustain you through the hardest times. Jesus will not leave this world or you in darkness. As Bola read earlier, John writes, "Yet to all who did receive him, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Those who receive and welcome Jesus into their lives are adopted into God's family and given a new name, the name that we were always meant to have. Child of God. God the Father becomes our Father. So many people believe that there must be some kind of purpose for everything, that somehow, inexplicably, everything's connected somehow. Is it a coincidence that you're hearing this message today? Is it possible that God Himself is speaking directly to you this evening, asking you to receive Jesus into your life, that God might become a loving Father to you, that you might become His precious child? As we were all leaving the assembly on Tuesday morning, one of the year 8 or year 9 kids in front of me said, "Why would Taylor Swift come to my house?" It's a fair question. She probably won't. But a more important question is, why would the God of the universe come into our world? Why would God become a human being? The answer to that is because He loves you. He loves you. So much that He would come to us, live with us, die for us, and would bring light to our dark world. So much so that He would die so that we could become adopted children of God. My prayer for every person in this room is that this won't be just another Christmas. My prayer for every person in this room is that if you haven't already, that you would receive Jesus this Christmas. That you would take these words from the Bible that we've looked at this evening and that you would seize them with both hands. That you would thank Him with all your heart that at Christmas God showed up. We're going to finish our time together by singing a fantastic carol, one of my favorites, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." So when the music starts, let's stand and sing together.